Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Pros.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Listen to this nonsense.
We are, I know, yeah. See, this is what we do. Thank you, Steve. We are working on
the team on stage. On the carnage, flying over to the Golden State.
I forgot a short ride for you. Just a little bit. I just got here.
Faith was singing.
Yeah, we're on camera, right?
Absolutely.
How do we look, Josh, back in studio?
Fantastic.
Do you see us?
Cool your wings and
And let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Channel 9.
Tidewater.
Tidewater.
Where's Manatee County?
I don't know. Yeah, we're on the road again. It's what we do here in Morning Mayhem. We're at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton. How long of a drive was it for you, Raj?
5 minutes.
Five minutes. Is this the...
And that's because I went speed limit.
What was the all-time closest one? Was it Big Red that was like 3 minutes?
It was
minutes?
Maybe the Big Red on Congo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I lived on... what was the name of that street? Holy moly, can't even remember now.
Holy moly.
Right down the street.
Steve Brown's with us. Thank you, Steve, for having us. Let me say something real quick.
Morning, guys.
Yeah, we got to get him some more juice. We got to get him some more juice. Josh is back in the studio. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Hey, Josh.
We're doing great after a second place finish last night. And
Not bad. Good crowd at Boudreaux. Thanks to everybody that came out. If you were there, you know something that only you know that we're there. If you didn't show up, you missed a great opportunity, a special guest that came in with us. Still efforting to get Ted Danson to come and play trivia, and it'll be all Ted Danson questions. But next week we finish out the month at Boudreaux's, and we'll give away a sound bar.
Well, we had a chance last night to, while we were playing trivia, to watch the game. Yeah. Last night, 9,000 people over at Dickie Stevens.
Fifth inning, it's 1-1.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be 11-1, and Vahim Aloy, we just talked about him yesterday with Peyton Stovall, about him being the leader in almost every category. He has a record, personal record, 5 RBIs, 4-for-4, I think. And
yeah, you picked him yesterday.
How about that? How crazy
is that? We talked to him all about yesterday, and he's a stud last night.
Yeah, he's played. Well, you weren't there, were you, Steve?
No, I didn't go to the game.
Here, pull that mic a little bit closer to him, Roger.
Get it in there.
And I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to high.
Can you do it?
There we go.
Are you sure it's not four, Raj?
It is.
Four. Oh, I thought you said three.
No, that's three. He's four.
Let's try that. Says it now.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Yeah. It was a beautiful night, and 9,000 people there, and Razorbacks can move their attention to Florida this weekend. We got a busy show today. We'll have Trey Reed calling in here shortly. It looks like we've got the turkey hunt maybe lined up for next week in Camden afternoon. Yep. Said the morning is the best time. Have you ever been to turkey hunting, Steve?
It's been a while, but yeah.
Yeah, they say the gentleman who's taking me has got a funny joke about how sensitive the turkeys are about being able to hear, see, smell,
really?
All those kind of things.
All
yes.
Right. All right.
Craig O'Neill coming by, Steve. How about
Craig's
that?
Coming here.
Craig is
the
coming
man,
here.
It's the legend.
Craig has
That's
got a
tour.
Craig, a big day for Craig. Craig is being honored at the state capitol.
Really?
Today. And I presume it's for his career or what he's done with kids. And so he'll let us. He's got another big thing he wanted to share with us. Anyway, speaking of that, R.J. Hawk will be coming by this morning
at some point.
And all the pretty people. Then Hannah Gamble. She won't be here, Steve, but she will be talking to us. And they've got LSU this weekend, Raj. Number 7, LSU. Never's easy. I mean the fifth straight series they've played against a ranked team.
Is it in Fayetteville or
it is in Baton Rouge.
Calling Baton Rouge.
Calling Baton Rouge. Also, we'll play a little match game at some point today. That's brought to you by Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse. We appreciate them. These are your days today. It's National Bucket List Day, so we do this every once in a while. Is there something that you still haven't checked off, Steve? Yeah, I know you're a big-time golfer. Is there something you haven't done that you have on your bucket list?
Want to go to the Masters.
Okay. That's not the top of mine, but that's on my list of things to do. What about you, Raj?
You know what? I know I can't tell you exactly because there's so many things that run around in my head.
Yeah.
Give me some time.
Yeah, okay.
But I want to do something that that's about America.
History.
Hitting every one of the 13,
yes.
first 13,
yes.
and seeing something that was happening. There's just something about America.
Greatest
country ever.
Thailand travels.
It does. It sure does. Absolutely.
Josh, what about you? As a youngster, you probably got many things on the bucket list.
Actually, I think it's kind of different. I don't have one just because I think it's like I want to accumulate my experiences at like 30, 35, then kind of make the list.
Oh, sure, You're still in the early stages.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He can't even really have a bucket list just because he's still...
I haven't done it.
You still have baby teeth.
Yes. So we'll do that today. It's National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Sometimes here at Alcoa that you guys bring breakfast, and it will include National Pigs in a Blanket Day. I've seen Roger eat those occasionally.
Yeah, what do they call those? Are those kolaches or something?
Kolaches.
Yeah, that's it. I've eaten more of of those, but I haven't eaten one of those in a long time. No, you know what? The Bahama Mamas.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Close to what those were. Absolutely, the big red.
Much to the chagrin of Josh, today is also National Denim Day. It's also New Kids on the Block Day. Josh had never heard of New Kids on the Block. Of course, I told Jessica last night. Yeah. It's either new NSYNC, right? It was NSYNC.
Yeah, which one?
Was there another one besides that? Were there three of them?
Backstreet Boys.
Boys to Men.
Oh, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. What'd you say?
Was it Backstreet like 98 Boys. Degrees or something like that?
98 Degrees, absolutely. Yeah.
Backstreet
I think those
Boys.
Were white. Those were white. White. Those are the white guys. There was only one black group, right there? Well, I said that was just, that was pop. I think they had some.
What was the one that Bobby Brown was in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
New Edition.
New Edition. Very
New
good.
Edition.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's also National Secretary Day. I don't know if you can you say that anymore. Is that proper? Is it if you're an executive assistant?
Well, it's got
Steve, what does HR say about that?
We will say secretary
assistant.
Very nice. I was going to say administrator. I feel like is the right title now.
Yeah, I just wonder if there any. Men or women in that position that still would feel comfortable going, yeah, I'm a secretary, or like, no.
You know what?
No.
Listen, growing up, all we saw women do on TV was either nurses or secretaries.
Beverly
Hillbillies?
What was
Jane Hathaway?
Miss Hathaway. Yes.
She was his right hand.
Yes. So, I don't know. It is National Secretary Day. That's actually the name of it.
If you are a secretary,
do you
call in?
Are you
call and accept it. And know that that's what you are.
Last but not least, it's National Scream Day. So at some point today, Steve, if we bother you, that's the kind of scream it is. Yeah. So anyway, too, a lot to talk about. I even last night, Josh, I was telling Roger, there's a lot of movies I haven't seen yet, Steve. And one of them, I had not seen Vision Quest. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was a popular sort of pop culture kind of movie. And I thought, well, crap, I'm going to watch it. And it turned out to be a pretty darn good movie. It was, you know, it was 1985, but the music soundtrack was really, really good. Yeah. Matthew Modine was good in it. Linda Fiorentino, who you knew.
I got to go look at her.
But Josh, you know what? The first song that was played that sort of got me fired up, I was like, wow, this sort of got me fired up.
Either Sweet Caroline or Journey.
Only the Young by Journey. I thought, you got to be kidding me. The first song, and I'm thinking, man, that's a fun song. That's what gets me. Wait a minute. That's Journey.
Let me hear that, John. I don't know if I know that song.
It's all those songs in there. They got Foreigner.
What's it called again, Bass?
Only the Young.
Only the Young.
Or is, I think it's Only Young. Only the Young. Or
let's see,
but anyway, it was actually a pretty good movie. Yeah. You've seen it, Steve. Yeah,
it's been a while, but it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it was 1985. Madonna, it was so big. Madonna had become so big that they were thinking about changing the movie to the name of her, the song that was in the movie that really sort of became really popular. What was it? It's a love song. I just went blank on it now, but I mean, it was so big. In some countries, they changed the name of it.
Well, let me look something because
Only the Young by Journey, and it's Crazy for You.
Yeah,
'cause I'm crazy. Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Maybe that was that one.
Well, because I looked it up when you made
it. Here it is. I feel like working out with it, Josh.
Because here's the thing. I looked this up when you mentioned this the other day. These are the folks that are on there. Journey, John Waite, Madonna.
Yeah, John Waite.
Don Henley.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar, Foreigner.
Change is a great song. Listen to it. Turn this up, Josh. Listen to it. Do you recognize the Roger? Listen to it. Just get to the. But it was sort of fired me up. I thought, what are the odds, Steve? Because it was a monumental upset yesterday with Journey knocking off, not only Prince, but knocking off George Strait, too.
Well,
it was that contest, Steve, that gave UAPB home. Until the 6 minute game. And then it was all back to.
Back to reality.
Yes.
Matthew, I tell you who else was in it. Forrest Whitaker was in it. I mean, it had a few. A guy named. What's his name? Where is it? Michael Earl Shoffling, who was in 16 Candles. I kept looking at him, but what I recognize this kid from.
Is he dark hair?
Yes.
Is he the good looking kid?
He was the Indian kid. Here we go. Here's the hook. You know what? It was camping. It was. You know, Steve Perry said, take that.
Is this the end of it?
Is that the That's the very beginning.
Is that
right? Shows while they're working out. And
okay.
And you've heard Change by John Waite.
That's I may have to use that song to work out.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, much to Josh's disappointment, yesterday we talked LPGA before NBA.
Yes.
I will say this today. We will start with the NBA. After this miraculous comeback, Josh, that, you know, you were talking about yesterday, it was by the Knicks, right? It was the Knicks.
Yes, it was.
Come to find out, they had this two-minute report in the NBA. It said that the referees missed like three calls in that,
they did.
That last 26 seconds. In 26 seconds, they missed three calls that would have changed the end of that game. And nothing can happen, though, right?
Yeah, they're not going to overturn it. You know, they did a two-minute report, but there's nothing to overturn. I mean, it was a super physical game, so there's going to be they let them play, which actually ended up giving them a really fun finish. So I'd rather have it go that way than be shooting free throws.
That's exactly right. Steve, we are out here at your place. When was the last time we were here?
Here in Benton, it's been a while. Now, the last time you guys were here was actually Sheridan.
That's right. Last couple of times.
Oh, that's right. We sure did.
Couple
times. Well, you know, this was a place, Josh, where we came out. It must have been either, it was 2 years ago. And we learned about, we learned that there was going to be a future connection with skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Jamie Bigelow, absolutely.
Yeah, and that one of your staff was a enthusiast.
Oh.
And I think we even brought it up on the show, Josh, about skydiving in the lakes. Within a year, we were doing it with her. I think she was in the plane with us.
Absolutely. Yeah, and she jumped out alone. she does it quite a bit. So she'll never forget. I think when we were talking about it, she goes, "Oh, well, you know I do it."
Yeah, to that effect.
So you all went up with her, and you all didn't go.
We went tandem.
She was solo. She was my main fear was I wanted to hurry up because they did not put the parachute on us as we were going up. And this plane was a little bit older, and I thought, by God, this plane's going to fall apart.
It's aluminum cast.
It's going to fall apart. And I don't have my darn parachute. I was like, get this parachute on me, and let me get out of this plane.
Everybody else had on their parachute.
So you wanted to jump. You were like, get me out. Get me airborne. That is strange. I would have been glued to the side of the plane on the inside. You could not have gotten me out.
It's an aluminum can airplane. There's only one.
Roger, were you the same way? Were you like, get me out of this plane?
It's frightening because it takes you so long.
It takes so long to get up because
you just keep circling
for
45 minutes
to get to 10,000
feet. To get up there, and you're going. And everybody else has got on parachutes except you.
Of course, I'm so fat now that you know they got to get you, and I can't get close to the guy. It's so embarrassing. I thought this is if I don't have the motivation to lose weight after this.
Oh, I don't know if that was it.
And then I fell out of there like a big pile of cheese, just you know, just going out of the deal.
I don't know why you have been associated a lot of your life right now with cheese,
Steve. What's happening out here at Alcoa? What's the word?
Word is summer auto loan special.
Gotcha.
You guys know summertime is my favorite time of year. Temperatures going up, days are getting longer, and auto loan rates are coming down.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. That's nice.
You guys know we always have very competitive auto loan rates, but in the summertime, we do some things very, very special.
Boats, ATVs, campers, RVs, all the fun stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do those things all day, every day, but... You know, the things that we really want to talk about today is that summer auto loan special starting next Wednesday. Rates as low as 1.99%.
Oh, wow, very nice. Yeah. And then the other thing, which, you know, Josh would not remember this, but back in the day, you used to could only finance something for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I remember maybe if you could get to four in a car, that was a big
round.
They're doing four. Well, now I see 84 months.
Up to 84
months financing.
Well, I mean, think about it. You got a $90,000 car. It takes a while, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
A car now is like a house back in
the day.
Absolutely.
But didn't we see some, did somebody give us some numbers yesterday?
Yeah.
Was that you?
Yeah, no. Who was it? It was Shannon. And we were saying, people forget, you know, I know obviously people are dealing with inflation. Especially interest rates being higher because we got spoiled because they were 3%.
Well, we were doing music in 84 yesterday.
Yeah.
And what was the interest rate?
It was 10.5. And that's my first three houses were 10 and 11. I'm like, boy, kids today don't realize that. Listen, it's a lot better than it was. You know.
And that's why when you hear them go, it's still historically low. at 5,
yeah.
6, 7.
Yeah.
But when we look back and in just a year, in 2 years' time, I got my house at 2.
And you locked it in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Listen,
I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
I didn't do it because I'm smart.
Yeah, I started my first banking job the summer after I graduated high school in Augusta. And two things I remember, it was the summer of all of the 100-degree days.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, I remember someone walking in wanting a mortgage, and they were quoted 18% interest. Like, How do you make that work?
I know. Well, you also, too, before we go to break, you are one of the golf partners of said Rodney
Fox. I'm the fill-in when Steve Wesley, Boxcar Bridges. or Kelly Bridges. Is not there.
What's your handicap? You pretty good?
Depends on, I usually play to about 11 or 12.
So this is how you know, Josh, when somebody's pretty good at golf. I walk by your office, and he's got a wall of balls.
Mark the tape. A wall of balls.
And you know what they represent?
I sure did. Are you asking specifically?
Yeah, so what do the balls represent?
Well, I guess where he's been.
That's exactly right. All the different. Yeah. So that's a reflection of how many different courses. You know, I've never really thought about how many courses I've played in my life. You know, I'm not one of those who like Trey and all that, you obviously do. You've traveled and played.
It's good. When you're good,
that's right.
You are. And he's good. Here's the thing. He and I both have the same driver. Mine doesn't work like that. He crushes. He reminds me of the guy, Juden in...
Juden?
Yeah, what's his...
Juden. Vision Quest?
Wasn't that the character's name in Inglourious Bastards?
Bear Jew.
Just the way crushes.
Wow, that's your nickname.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it will be now. But you do crush it. You said Augusta. Augusta what?
Arkansas.
I was just going to say, I thought so as well. And you want to go to Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Hey, the other thing is, last night, Vision Quest. Now, Steve, do you remember the name of the villain wrestler, the bad guy, the one that Matthew Modine wanted to wrestle? Josh, you hadn't seen it.
I hadn't seen it. I have not seen Vision Quest.
It's a great name. I tell you what, 661-1037. Let's see which one of you can text it first. It fits. It fits.
It does?
Yeah. And his name, I think, is Louder.
I don't know why I know that.
But, the bad guy's so good. He basically wants to drop down two weight classes to take on this guy because he's never been beat. The whole thing is just fun and campy in 1985.
Has Hatcher seen this movie?
I don't know. I bet you
he has to, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he has. If you're a wrestler, you have to have seen this movie.
You have to.
It
inspired you or whatever. They were the head protectors, too, right?
Yes. And Matthew Modine. When you think of Matthew Modine, what do you think of?
Full Metal Jacket.
Josh, when you think of Matt, well, that's exactly right. He's in that. What do you think of, Josh?
Full Metal Jacket.
You've also got him.
Was he in
Married to the Mob? He was in.
Was he in Pacific Heights?
Dark Knight Rises, and he was in Oppenheimer recently, which I forgot.
You know, who I get him confused with. I get him confused sometimes with the guy that played the president in Independence Day.
Sometimes
I look at those and go back.
Yeah,
he plays the president like all the time. Because he was a police chief in the third Batman.
Yes.
Dark Knight Rising,
Well, look at that. I cannot believe Steve got that.
What'd you say?
Kids today will know him as the bad doctor.
Yeah.
In Stranger Things. He's the evil doctor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but of course, he was 26 when he played the Vision Quest. You know, I was like, you don't look like you're 18 years old.
Yeah.
Linda Ferrantino, I think, was 27 or 28.
I have to look her up again. You know, I lost out in an audition to be in Stranger Things. Just another one of my
movies. Oh, right? Oh,
really?
They missed out.
No, I think that I have.
I'm not sure you'd be here right now if you were in Stranger Things.
Yeah, well, that's our blessing.
Not a chance.
That's our blessing.
Well, you're very kind. But I think my claim to fame now is all the movies and shows that I have missed out on because I sucked at the audition. I could have been with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson in
They don't deserve you.
You know what?
They don't deserve
you.
All right. We'll come back and visit with Trey Reed. Find out what's going on with him in the outdoors. We're at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton. Thanks to Steve Brown for having us. And plenty of show to go. 6:30.
Brought to you by Floyd Seafood, Keel Avenue in Sherwood. It's crawfish season, and Floyd's has live Louisiana crawfish. Order by 1 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's, meatandseafood.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Three game twos last night in the NBA. First, it was Minnesota taking a 2-0 lead over the Phoenix Suns with a 105-93 home victory over Phoenix. Then it was Indiana evening up their series with Milwaukee, 125-108 the final score there in game two. Pascal Siakam, 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists for the Pacers. And finally, it was Dallas evening up their series with the LA Clippers, 96-93, 32 points, 9 assists, and 6 boards for Luka Doncic. Two games tonight. It's Miami and Boston in game number 2. And also, we've got Oklahoma City and New Orleans in game number 2. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz Weather with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Sunny, warm, and breezy weather on the way for the remainder of your Tuesday. Temperatures topping out in the upper 70s, close to 80 with a breezy southwest wind anywhere from 10 to 20 miles an hour. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Get the inside scoop from the Hill when Homer's Ace Hardware presents Arkansas second baseman Peyton Stovall on 103.7 The Buzz. Every Tuesday, Peyton joins Roger, David, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. They'll talk college baseball and whatever else comes to mind. It's Peyton Stovall every Tuesday morning with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz. Made possible by Homer's Ace Hardware. Need help? Ask Homer at any of locations, Searcy, Beebe, or Cabot.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. At Jones & Son, when you shop for an engagement ring, you get the benefit of shopping with the largest selection of rings in Central Arkansas. Jones & Son also carries the biggest brands in the business. At Jones & Son, shop their new collection of Jones & Son branded engagement rings. These Jones & Son rings are high quality at a fraction of the price. They're also fully customizable. They can modify any design to suit your needs. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road. And of course, they've been there for over 35 years. Same address, same phone number for over 3 decades. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry to match the occasion can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be, and it's not at Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. Find the right diamonds for that special occasion. Jones & Son invites you to come by and shop with them in person or online at jonesandson.com. Owners Darrow and Jacob Jones are the best father-son jewelry team in America. Tell them the guys at Morning Mayhem sent you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. Jones & Son is located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road.
When you get on a bike, you gotta watch out for gravel, potholes, and knucklehead drivers.
But after a crash, here's what you gotta watch out for. Insurance adjusters. They can be tough on injured bikers.
They might try to pin the blame on you or pay you less than you deserve.
So if you've been injured, here's what you should do.
Call the lawyers who look out for bikers. That's Rainwater, Holt, and Sexton. Motorcycle crash? Call Rainwater, Holt, and Sexton. Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Non-lawyer spokesperson. Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Whiskey Myers. Friday, May 3rd, Simmons Bank Arena. Whiskey Myers. With Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real and Reed Houghton. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Whiskey Myers Live.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort. It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you've got questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with all the answers. Brought to you by Arts Marine. Arts Marine in North Little Rock has been carrying Yamaha, G3, and Tohatsu for over 50 years. Call them today at 753-7351.
Good morning, Trey. How are you?
Good morning, David, Roger, Josh. How are you?
Hey, Trey.
Josh, but just make sure Trey is up as high as you can. And we are on the road here in Benton, one of our favorite locations to come hang out with Steve Brown at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Trey, I got a couple questions already from our listeners, but I did want to ask you, looks like, Roger, we are moving towards a turkey hunt, and my guide is going to be J.D. Neely. You want to tell me a little bit about J.D., Trey?
Yeah, man. David, J.D. is our commission vice chairman. He's one of the Game and Fish commissioners appointed by the governor. He was appointed by Governor Hutchinson, I guess, 6 years ago, because he's vice chairman this year because he'll be chair next year and, you know, be his final year on the commission. But he's from Camden. Family has been in the timber business down there in South Arkansas for many, many years, many generations, actually. And J.D. is probably the most avid turkey hunter on our Game and Fish Commission, so happy to get you connected with him. And at looking at the, you guys are making plans, working out the logistics this morning on text message before the show. I was happy to see that, and I noticed, David, that JD pointed out, as I did on the air last Wednesday, that, you know, one of the problems you're going to have is you work when the best turkey hunting is. Now, it looks like y'all are going to be able to work something out for the afternoon, but it's probably won't hear as many birds gobbling. It's a little bit tougher, but it can be done. So I wish you the best of luck. And if I were you, I'd take off Friday morning and get your butt down to Camden, but that's me. You know, I don't know.
Can I say what J.D. said the ability of a turkey is?
Absolutely. I don't think you'd have any problem with that.
So, boys, J.D. said, I've said that a turkey can see a tick scratch his back at 100 yards and hear him fart. There you go.
Wow.
So I'm in big trouble if that's the case.
You better take some lozenges.
Already we got a question here. Trey said, what does the minimum disability allow for fishing dry run creek for trout? He said, so what is that about?
Oh, man, that's funny. I'm actually going to be on Dry Run Creek shooting a show on Saturday, shooting some video up there. Dry Run Creek is an exceptional little small trout fishery. It's basically, it was a dry creek right near the base of Norfolk Dam, the Norfolk tailwater up there around the community in Norfolk and Mountain Home. And dry run is limited to anglers under 16 and mobility impaired anglers. And, all I know is that you must have some version of a mobility impaired license. And, you know, as far as what I think there are some different qualifications for that, but you have to have some kind of mobility impaired license issued to you by Game and Fish if you're 16 or older and desire to fish that. But the reason everybody wants to, people sometimes joke about feigning a disability or something, because the fishing is so phenomenal. I mean, it's a tiny little creek that you can almost jump across in places. It's so narrow. But we went in many years ago and did a bunch of habitat work. It's very nutrient rich because the water coming out of the Norfolk National Fish Hatchery right next door to it puts a lot of nutrients in the water. So lots of bugs, and the fish get in there and eat that there. I mean, for me, even as somebody who's not allowed to fish it, it is mesmerizing just to go up there and just sit there and stare at that clear water and look at the fish. It's just unbelievable. It's crazy.
The gentleman did say, he said he has a dear friend who has complete hearing loss in one ear, poor vision, but not legally blind, and a few other things. So he just said they want to get to an issue with a game warden. So you've got a guy with a license.
No, he's probably out of luck. I mean, I've got hearing loss and wear contact lenses, but that doesn't qualify me for fishing there. No, if you don't have a mobility impaired license issued by the state, you can't fish there. It's as simple as that. Unless you're under 16.
661-1037 is the number.
What's your weapon and everything you're thinking about with the turkey and all that?
Yeah, that's a good point. What kind of, I mean, I'm sure JD
I made a good point, Steve.
JD probably has plenty of weapons, but what weapon would I, well, let's ask you, Roger, what weapon do you think I would use to kill
turkey?
Obviously,
40-06.
Hit the buzzer, Josh.
It's not the 40-06.
No, it's not.
No, you're gonna use your shotgun, David. If I were you, I would when you work it out with JD, just probably use whatever gun he puts in your hands. I know you've got a shotgun, but I mean, you're going to want like a tighter choke to hunt turkey with, and he will have already patterned his and know exactly how it's going to shoot. So I would highly recommend just ask JD and follow his lead.
Yeah, I'm not worried. Matter of fact, remember
you got to go orange and all that, right? No.
No. Remember, you're in orange. Yeah, we had it. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, I'm going eye black.
Well,
I think I haven't had a chance to go to the war paint.
Yeah, you've been wanting to do that.
Yeah.
Now, when you kill the turkey, do you wipe its blood on your face?
I don't know that that's necessarily such a tradition. David, go for it.
Cool.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Cool.
John Mark says dude probably has Hagelin's deformity and is trying to fish a restricted area.
John Mark, you are suspended for a week. No more prizes for a month.
So here's one that says along the same lines, Trey. Yes, use a shotgun for turkey, but what type of shot shell? What number is the best for turkey? That's what Roger was really getting to.
That's not
easy. He's deep diving, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to vary by... Look, you're getting into something we could get way down in the...
No. Yeah, please do not.
Get in the minutia.
I've always liked 5 or 6 shot. I'm typically going to pick up something that says, you know, whoever's making a turkey, they call it a turkey load. It's designed for turkey, but people are getting... There's some new metal alloys, primarily made with tungsten, that guys are going down to even sometimes number 9 shot, which is really small. But sometimes they'll use a couple of different sizes of shot. A lot of hand loads, reloads that are being used in turkey hunting with this. It's called TSS. It's tungsten. I believe that's an acronym for super shot, but it's. Again, man, we could get way down in the weeds, but I like number 6 lead load myself.
Roger loves the lead load. He loves the lead load. Hey, real quick too,
Gary Trimman Gosnevert says, is it Longbeard?
Well, that's what you're looking for.
No,
come on, stupid.
Well, no, he said long beard bullets. Is that something? Is he just making me go run burgundy here? Or is there,
maybe.
Is that what that is?
Maybe.
Right, very good. Okay, Trim Man, you're out. You and John Mark, 30 days.
Man, John Mark and Trim Man are both out already this morning. It's going to be a long day this pace of banishment up.
Yeah. I'm going to ask JD. JD, do we use the long beard bullet?
Well, I don't know. They may have it marked.
Hey, today is National Bucket List Day. No joke, Trey. And if anybody's done about everything on a bucket list when it comes to outdoors, it's probably you. But it'd be interesting. Do you have anything on the bucket list that has to do with your career? Anything outdoor-wise, you know, as a guy who's traveled the world that you haven't done yet?
Oh, man, yeah. I'd love to go. Y'all know I like to saltwater fly fish and take probably 2 or 3 trips a year to do that. Scratched one off last November going to Cuba, but I would really like to go one of these remote, island chains out in the Pacific or the Indian Ocean, Seychelles, Christmas Island, one of those other atolls out there, French Polynesia, somewhere super exotic like that to fish. Would love to shoot an elk. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I'd really like to, you know, luck of the draw, pull one of the Arkansas elk tags, which is about to be time to put your name in the hat for that starting May 1. Quick reminder there. But, I probably got a lot of bucket list stuff if I really thought about it.
Well, I do want to thank Arch Marine for sponsoring Trey each week, along with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Have you guys been seeing Roger? Sometimes I send them to you or Steve on the you go down these rabbit holes, and we've been seeing, and they're not elk, they're moose.
Yeah,
these giant moose that are running. I would say moose being plural, right?
I think one is meese.
Yeah. I mean, these giant animals running like 30 miles an hour. I mean, it looks terrifying coming.
And when goofballs want to pet them.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, they're wild.
Yeah.
Even a wild turkey.
They are. They look as big as a horse, maybe even bigger than a horse. And they're so majestic. And man, they get to move. Have you seen some of those videos? I think I've sent a few to you.
Yeah, I mean, I recently, I'm not sure I've seen one, but I mean, I've seen them over the years. I mean, yeah, some of the most terrifying wildlife encounters that have ever been caught on tape are with moose. And that's, you know, you get up in Alaska, I mean, you're in Anchorage, and moose are walking down the middle of the streets. I mean,
yes,
you know, it's
yes,
like it's not yeah, unusual for these human encounters. But yeah, when people walk up and I don't know what the hell they're thinking when you walk up to an animal that literally is as big as
yes,
a horse. Like, oh,
yes,
you know.
Don't.
No, don't.
Yeah, you see, the video.
You see where the elephants kill you in your car.
Yeah, and there's some dude who walks, oh, honey, watch this. Let's go feed him. And he's looking down at you like, I'm about to just knock you about 50 feet backwards, and that's what usually happens.
Dude's got a dinner table turned upside down on top of his head, too, man. I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, I don't want to tangle with a white-tailed deer's antlers, much less a moose.
No.
And then the moose stepped on dude's leg and just snapped that knee like there was nothing to it. And listen, there was an elk jumped in front of us on our way to New Mexico a couple of years ago, and those things are nothing, but I call it looked like Joe Klein. Muscle and meat, that's all it was.
Someone says here, Winchester Longbeard or the Shells, Roger? Winchester Longbeard. You learned something today.
Well, y'all mocked me. Y'all mocked me. And I banished the trim man for it. I have to keep the banishment there because you can't show favoritism. Sorry, trim.
Trey, thanks as always, buddy. I can't wait to go turkey hunting, bag my first turkey.
Well, keep me posted on the details. Good luck to you. Be quiet. Wear your camo. Do not wear orange, no matter what Roger tells you to do.
You're right.
You'll be in good hands with JD.
PTSD, is that what it is? That's what I
right,
have.
Right, yes.
About the orange.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. I do or I don't? Do I walk out? Wait a minute. I'm looking for game and fish.
I'll send over a copy of all regulations for that might be paying this to you.
Wear orange, don't wear orange.
All right, Trey.
Speed up, slow down.
Y'all take care, guys. Have a great Wednesday.
Nice trip.
Trey Reed there, brought to you by Arts Marine.
It's so weird.
Who's singing this, Steve?
Captain
Engineer. Listen, this guy is a pop culture guy, too.
Yeah, he is.
Y'all knew about Vision Quest? We did get the answer for the bad guy in Vision Quest.
We did. I didn't see it.
It was his last name was Shoot. It fits. Shoot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shoot. Yeah, shoot. But it's S-H-U-T. He undefeated his entire high school career until he got out.
Shoot's his name.
Until he got out. Louder Swain got a hold of him. Louder Swain.
I remember Louder.
All right. This is 647 here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Keep us together.
Roger Scott, here to talk to you once again about Sanders Ground Essentials. You know, I've had the fellas, Kent and Kyle Sanders, treating my lawn for years now. So here's my tip for you, and you can thank me later if you like. If you live anywhere in the Central Arkansas area, now would be the time for you to have them come out to your house as well. Whether it's to help you have the best looking lawn in the neighborhood so that you can be the envy of all your neighbors, much like I am, or to help you eliminate those nasty, pesky, disease-carrying mosquitoes. That's right. Did you know that mosquitoes love to breed in places like a lot of shade, plant life, as well as standing water? In fact, you don't necessarily even have to live near a body of water to have a mosquito problem. However, Sanders Ground Essentials can come out, spray your yard and around your house so that this year you'll be able to enjoy that beautiful outdoor space around your home and not have it ruined by mosquitoes. So start making your yard the envy of the neighborhood again like mine is, and call my friends at Sanders Ground Essentials today at 501-315-9395 or on the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials, let's get growing.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender, and I've got some big news. Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on all new Rams, up to $11,000 off new Ram 2500s and up to $10,000 off new half-ton Rams. But that's not all. We got 0% financing on new Ram Bighorns for 72 months. Yes. I said 0% for 72 months. Or how about $10,000 off new Jeep Gladiators? And we have the new 2024 Jeep Compass four-wheel drives for only $424 a month with zero down and no gimmicks. We're getting new inventory every week, so come in and let us know what you're looking for. We're ready to make a deal. We have pre-owned vehicles starting as low as $199 a month at zero down. Don't worry about your credit. If other dealers have told you no, come see us or apply from anywhere at FletcherCredit.com. Fast, easy, and simple approval process. And let us help you get into a new or pre-owned vehicle. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Red tape. One in three businesses will get caught up in it.
and they'll be penalized by the IRS for mismanaging their payroll. Because when you're handling payroll, HR compliance, and those constantly changing tax laws, that red tape can get sticky in a hurry. At The Payroll Company, we free you from that tangled mess and get you back to business. The Payroll Company. Less headaches, more than payroll. Visit morethanpayroll.com to learn more.
Hey, Buzz listeners, have you heard the news? Natural State Wholesale has just expanded and doubled in size, making it the ultimate warehouse wonderland. You will walk through the warehouse and be amazed by the unbeatable prices around every turn. At the warehouse, you will find wholesale pricing on everything. Come on down and meet the flooring king, Don Grisham, and see for yourself what everyone is talking about. Visit the warehouse today, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot off exit 61, or visit them online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
Tackle your outdoor projects with Greenway Equipment's Lawn Patrol Package. Handling is effortless with the John Deere 1023E's Twin Touch Foot Controls with a hydrostatic transmission and four-wheel drive with power steering. The 60D Driveover Auto Connect Belly Mower makes mowing easy. And the 120R Quick Park Loader is perfect for dirt moving and mulching projects. With 0% APR for 84 months and a 6-year powertrain warranty, it's a deal you can't miss. For more information, head to your local Greenway or visit GoGreenway.com. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
Is your Oaklawn Thoroughbred racing action so close you can feel it? Or is it the view from your trackside luxury suite? However you like it, racing season is off and running at Oaklawn, with live races every weekend through May 4th. It's fun by the furlong all season long. Make your reservations today at oaklawn.com. What's your Oaklawn? Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Thompson Electric presents Jackson Wells each week in the zone with Justin and DJ. Thompson Electric since 1983, providing innovative electrical solutions for your business. To learn more, check them on the web at thompsonelectric.com, or you can search Thompson Electric on Facebook and Instagram for more information.
Want to reach the show? Well, give us a call or text at 501-661-1037. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
This really great team and lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
To a good Virginia team.
No, they were not a good Virginia team. It was the year after Ralph Sampson was gone. Team.
Come on.
Sampson was
Shannon.
Gone.
Oh, my God. Come on, you can't throw that up. You throw
Holy
that up.
Cow.
Rod, boom.
And we just piled on Shannon. We immediately went, right after you hear Rick, you hear me start it off, we're going, come on.
Joel. And we found out
you jump on. We just.
It was that Shannon was actually.
Turns out it was quite a good Virginia team, actually.
They did have a good day.
You know, and that's not the first time that Rick has had to correct himself. He doesn't call back in. He'll send you the text to do so.
And we were talking about Steve. Steve's obviously you're a faithful supporter of the show, too. The time he got after Josh, but then the time he got after Bruce James when Bruce was sure that he had seen a particular game, and oh Rick just God, kept talking him down to it. I thought Bruce was going to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Rick and his, he's such a nice guy, but it can be so condescending. Nice way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost like you're talking about with David Pryor.
Yes.
It makes it okay.
We are here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Obviously, we've been in Sheridan, to your location in Sheridan, the last couple of times. And that's going well, I'm sure.
Going fantastic.
Yeah, but this is the mothership.
This is the mothership.
And this is obviously you're kicking off what you call your summer fun.
Yeah, summer auto loan special. We do all kinds of loans, throughout the year. It's time to get on the lake, get on the water, get outside. So we do all kinds of fun loans with boats and RVs and, anything you can do. But, we do those year-round. But right now, starting next week, we've got our summer auto loan special with rates as low as 1.9%.
I like just saying, too, I say, HELOC! HELOC loan.
It's HELOC.
Some people don't know what HELOC means.
Yeah, home equity.
Some
line
don't.
Credit. Yeah. Some don't.
Some can't qualify for those kind of loans.
Well, that's not true.
But that's a very popular line, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the other thing, too, our good friend the Hatchers, Lee Hatcher has that RV park, really nice, really fancy RV park right next to Oaklawn. And I tell you, that business is already going great. She's only had an open thing, it's only had it open for a year.
It's easy, yeah.
But the RV business and that RV world and people who are retiring, man, that thing has become a monster, too. And I guess you've seen that over the years.
Absolutely. We've seen that. As a matter of fact, the city of Benton, you guys know I'm an alderman in the city of Benton. We're You know, we've committed to build an RV park in Benton off of exit 114 out by where some rumored convenience store.
Oh, yes.
Will be built.
Yes. I think we can. I think we can actually say that. I think isn't that
it's not official yet.
Is it not?
Not yet. But it's,
been talked about in the public.
It's
we're talking about Buc-ee's, right?
Right.
And so the rumor is.
The rumor is.
I think RJ has been involved in from a legislative standpoint. I think because that takes a lot, as you know, Roger. You know, that big of a place, exits, all those things, right. And
it has its own traffic pattern. If you've ever been to a Buc-ee's before, it's like yes. Saturn's rings are like revolving around it. It's crazy.
You have to. They got 900 pumps, you know, on the outside.
See, and where I live, unless I'm going in that direction, and unless something's going on, we talked about it. For there to be a Buc-ee's right over here off that exit, this way. Why would I go that way?
You know, but you think about it objectively, for their business model, we're probably not going to be their customer. Their customer is going to be people coming off the interstate.
Right.
And you know, going to that experience, unless we want to, you know, a barbecue sandwich.
That's right.
That's right.
Something's going on there, or if you want to get somebody that gift for somebody who's got everything.
Yeah, that Buc-ee's T-shirt.
That's it.
Or
that's exactly right. Or go take a picture with it. That will be phenomenal over there if that were to take place. But yeah, why would I do it unless they, you know, unless they.
Well, we are in Saline County, and Josh and I were talking about Will McIntyre last night, and I know you guys listen to Saline County. He's really proud of its baseball.
Absolutely.
I mean, you look over, probably if you look over the last, 10 years, Saline County's produced more baseball players than any other county, I would imagine, in this area. Yeah. And by the way, Josh, do we see any numbers from Heston Kerstad last night? Because I think he started for the Orioles, didn't he?
Let me see. I can find that.
Why don't
right
you
now.
Pull that up and see what his numbers were last night? Because I'm almost positive they moved him up. I presume they moved him up for starting, I guess, if you're going to move a guy up.
He was a rough night for old Heston. 0-for-4 with 3 Ks. But it's his first game, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. If you just joined the show, too, Hogs beat UAPB 11-1. Vahima Aloy does it again, 4-for-4, 5 RBIs.
Vahiva.
What did I say?
It sounds like you're saying Vahima.
Oh, Vahiva. Vahiva.
Yeah, nailed it.
Vahiva! Las Vegas.
There you go.
He continues to have, he started the season slow and continues to just be red hot. And Arkansas will now host Florida this weekend. So you got Hannah Gamble coming up shortly on the show. They'll be in Baton Rouge, which will be at the LSU's number 7. But you know what? The Razorback softball team has been fearless, man. They're not scared of anybody.
Almost done too.
Also, you got the draft coming up. You got the draft Thursday night.
Getting nervous.
You're into that. What's that?
I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous. The Commanders are going to take J.J. McCarthy.
Who would you prefer they take?
Daniels or Mayett. I don't think you actually can go that wrong with either of those guys.
Yeah, I would probably take those two ahead of them. But who knows? I mean, there's no perfect science in this darn quarterback
selection. You can have Dak Prescott if you'd like. there's nothing there. Hey, Trim Man, you're back in the loop. John Mark, you're still out. Roger, go back to, no, here it is. If you guys think Rick was condescending yesterday morning, you should go back and look up the first 10 to 15 minutes of drive time yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And I'll do that.
Yes.
Also,
Craig O'Neill has a big day coming up at the state capitol. We'll find out the details on that coming up. It is 7 o'clock here at Morning Mayhem. My man Justin Moore will join us as well.
.037 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock, powered by you, the fan.
Fire it up! I'm listening!
Hey, it's David Basil for Simmons Bank. You've heard me say over and over again how much I love being a Simmons Bank customer and learning about their amazing success story, starting with one little Pine Bluff bank in 1903 and now celebrating their 120th banking birthday. They have become one of the fastest growing banks.